You are listening to Open Event Talk, a series on the Open Source Reach Channel and an Open FM production. We're excited to share that Open Channels FM is a proud media partner for CloudFest USA happening in November. We'll be bringing you insights, conversations, and coverage from the event as the open web and cloud industries come together in a big way. Stay tuned for more as CloudFest USA kicks off.
Hi, this is Adam Weeks from Open Channels, and I am with Jonathan Wold, who is also from Open Channels, technically, but that's not actually what we're going to be talking about today. I am looking forward to an event called CloudFest USA, and Jonathan, I've brought you here today to tell me a little bit about your involvement. You've been involved in this in the past. Could you give me a quick overview of what CloudFest USA is?
Yeah, so CloudFest USA is part of the broader like CloudFest world, and it's CloudFest USA has been going for a couple of years now, and prior to this, it had been in Austin. I got involved with CloudFest, the European event that takes place in March. It's in Europa Park over in Germany, and I got involved a number of years back. I started out doing like a talk here and there, and then helped shape some of the WordPress programming, and I've been able to serve as an MC over there. And the CloudFest USA event in Austin prior, I was able to help and contribute some of the WordPress programming and content there as well. But what's happening now is quite a bit different. The Austin event, of course, it was great. Like 400 or 500 people or so show up to that. Whereas this CloudFest USA event coming up in November this time in Miami is going to be a lot larger than it's been in the past.
Excellent. So I was recently talking to someone about CloudFest and they said, hey, it feels recently like there's a lot more happening with WordPress. I'm assuming that you have a little bit to do with that. Tell me about how does WordPress and CloudFest, how are those connected?
Well, I'd say the extent of my contribution has been encouragement and getting to watch as more and more folks have shown up. Over the past couple of years at CloudFest, there's been just a lot more folks from the WordPress community who've come out, who've made the trek out to Germany and have had a great experience. And some of those same folks have come to Austin. But with CloudFest USA now happening in November, one of the things I love about it and have from the beginning is how much of a complement it is to WordCamps. It's a different experience. If you've never been to CloudFest, it's quite different from a WordCamp experience. And I think it's great. Like CloudFest is more commercial than a WordCamp. It's a professional team that this is what they do. They produce events. This is their like whole thing. And yet it still has a lot of that open source vibe to it. There's some great open source projects that come in and get involved. It has a wider reach than outside of just the WordPress ecosystem. But what I've loved about CloudFest USA in particular is this conscious embracing of WordPress as a category of their focus. Whereas with the CloudFest event in Europe, it's just been a growing thing over the past couple of years. CloudFest USA is making it a priority from the outset. So I'm going to just speak to the WordPress piece of this. If you're in the business of WordPress, and if you haven't been to a CloudFest, I'd highly recommend coming. If you work in an agency, if you work at a hosting company, if you work as a product company, CloudFest is very business focused. The CloudFest event in Europe, and I think I'm expecting to see the same here at USA, is very much about facilitating business conversations. They do a lot to make sure that their space is set up for folks. It, to me, takes a lot of the best of what we'll call like the hallway track at a WordCamp. They have some great talks and they have things that are educational as well, but it's much more to me about the networking, the connections, the business context that's set, and people just get a lot of stuff done at CloudFest.
Nice. Now, I know you're going or you're going to be there, that you're involved with the organization, but it's been a tightly held secret that no one really knows. Jonathan Wold, could you break? What's your involvement at CloudFest?
What am I actually doing?
Yeah,
I'd say it's a tightly held secret. This is just
we're going to break news right now.
Yes, yeah. So I'm actually quite excited. The thing that I actually get to do this time around is I will be having a fireside chat with Mary Hubbard.
Oh.
So I got to do that at CloudFest Europe with one of my co-hosts, Tammy Lister. We did that together. And so this time I'll get to have a conversation with Mary again. And what we're covering is still to be determined, but Mary's fantastic. And I'm excited to be able to have another conversation with her and just bring some interesting new perspectives to the attendees, especially folks who may not have had the chance to hear Mary before or just don't have that much context for what goes on in the WordPress space.
That's awesome. That's a pretty incredible opportunity. Mary Hubbard at the helm of the WordPress project. And that's WordPress is undergoing a lot of different pressures right now from AI and the community and all these types of things. So I think it's pretty incredible that you get to have her on a stage and be able to ask her those questions. Is there anything that you're particularly excited about talking with her about?
Well, the timing's interesting, right? There's a lot that's going on with Core AI, but there's serious development and building that's happening. And Mary is someone who is really excited about product and building things. That's her background. She's bringing that into her role in leadership in the project. So I'm expecting us to have actually covered a lot of ground in the project between now and CloudFest US. So we'll have a chance to get to talk about that, to highlight it, to help catch people up who may not have been following the project closely. WordPress is growing quickly. There's a lot that's changing. There's new energy. There's new efforts focusing on the project itself and how do you connect it to all the changes that are happening in the world of AI and cutting through the hype of all that too. And I think we're going to be able to have a lot to talk about by the time we get to November.
Nice. Yeah, the stuff is happening fast. How we think about democratized web and how AI and zero click searches, and people are concerned, they're worried, livelihoods are changing, they need to adapt. And to me, that's one of the big reasons to attend an event like this is because you get to talk with the people in person who are doing the stuff and have access to them, which is, I think, is pretty fantastic.
Yeah. With CloudFest USA, if you haven't gone, one of the things that I love about it is it's going to give folks a chance to meet a bunch of new people that they haven't met. Mm. Like, you're going to have the WordPress folks who are showing up. There's something to me that's been really valuable from the first time I attended about this larger context of the open web as a whole, right? Like, you have big hardware companies that are there, like Intel and AMD have been like sponsors in the past. And like there's a hardware component that we're often somewhat disconnected from, right? But then you have all the way down the stack, you have the hosting companies that are there, you have the software providers, security ends up being a big focus, these cloud players in the space. And I find it really helpful as someone in the WordPress space to be in this broader context, right? There's other CMSs that are there as well. The various Linux folks show up to it also. And if folks are coming from WordCamps and haven't been to that, I think it just makes your WordCamp experience even richer.
Awesome. Yeah. And I do have another question. Have you been working out? Have you been practicing your server throwing? Is your server throwing arm ready? Because that's happening again this year.
Cool. So yeah, there is the world server throwing competition. I am not planning to participate except as an observer of it, but I'll leave that to the professional server throwers.
Yeah, I think when you're talking about hardware, there's definitely lots of hardware. Even in Germany, I remember there was, you could race to see how fast you could put together a server, all the different components of a server. Yeah, hardware, software.
It actually is a good point. One of the things that CloudFest, I think, does quite well is they focus consciously on bringing a humor, a fun element to it, right? Like CloudFest in Europe takes place in a theme park.
Yeah.
Right. And who knows what the future of USA will hold, but there's this conscious, like, how do we bring fun to this? And I've quite enjoyed.
I think they purposely call it a festival and rather than a conference, that it is, we can have fun and work too.
Yeah. Which I think well reflects like our hosting this open web, it's an odd ecosystem, right? Like there's all sorts of companies, which is part of what I love and find endearing about it. But there'll be companies that you've never heard of. And there's just so much diversity and variety in the types of companies, the types of people that are involved in these things. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah. And Miami in November is not a bad thing either.
It's better than Miami most other times of the year, at least from my experience.
Oh, man. Well, if you are interested in CloudFest US, you want to meet Jonathan face-to-face, be there for his talk with Mary Hubbard, make sure you check out CloudFest. If someone wants to find out about what you're doing before the event, how can someone find you, Mr. Wold?
You can go to jonathanwold.com, my little site.
Handy.
And I'll look forward to seeing you guys there in Miami.
All right. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. Miami in November. CloudFest USA. There are tickets still available. We hope to see you there.
Thanks for listening. And if you're thinking about heading to Miami on November 5 to 6 for CloudFest USA, you can register now through their official site and you can get a 20% discount with the code OpenChannels20. Hope to see you there, and until the next time, take care.